Back in 2021, I got an Oura ring to track my sleep. I was expecting it to be awesome, you know. I was doing all the good habits. I wasn't really using my screens before bedtime. I was sleeping consistently. I felt good. I started tracking my sleep and my data was actually really bad. Like, I had a ton of the metrics being red. My sleep efficiency was like 64%, which is really, really bad. You want it to be like 85. I had really fragmented sleep. I didn't realize how much I was tossing and turning. And now my sleep isn't perfect, but I'd say I've probably increased it by about 30% over the last few years with a few of the strategies that I'll give you today. But I just wanted to give you this push to take your sleep more seriously than you probably are right now, especially because I aim this channel towards more like beginners who are still in high school. My heart goes out to you because honestly, the system is so bad for you. You need way more sleep than you can get because of the structure of your day and the schedule of your day by school. School starting at like 8 a.m. honestly is so inhumane for teenagers who should be sleeping more till about like 8 or 9 a.m. And it makes more sense for school to start at like 10 or 11 a.m. Like, basically, you should never wake up to an alarm. If you're waking up to an alarm clock, which every teenager in high school is, or maybe your parents are coming to wake you up, that means that you actually wanted to sleep more. And you already know some of the problems with bad sleep, right? And related to your school, the fact is that if you're being awoken by your parents or by an alarm clock because you've got to get ready for school in the morning and you're sleep deprived, you're going to get worse grades because sleep, or bad sleep, impairs your cognitive function. Basically, it makes you less smart. So if you took one of your exams after a few months of this bad sleep or short sleep where you need to be woken up to an alarm clock, your score in that exam would be undoubtedly lower than, for example, if we put you in this ideal world where for the few months before you took the exam, you were able to sleep in till your body woke up by itself. Just think about that. Like, you're waking up early for school, but the fact that you have to wake up early for school means that your grades are going to be worse in school. Never mind even the other things that you do. Maybe you want to make like an online business like a lot of teenagers do, which I think is an awesome idea. Maybe you're trying to go to the gym and you want to build some muscle mass. You want to get into calisthenics or martial arts. You want to be competitive and you need testosterone. You need energy. Sleep is amazing for all those things. And it's like a performance enhancing drug. And I'm telling you right now, I'm 27 years old. When I was younger and I was more into like entrepreneurship and I was, you know, not really caring about health as much, I used to sacrifice sleep. I used to wake up early feeling super motivated. Now that I'm training more like an athlete and I'm mixing with a lot of these like pro fighters, like I train martial arts like twice a day, now I'm respecting sleep so much because I'm telling you, if I've not had like an exceptional night of sleep, I can feel it in my training. It's like my body just feels heavier. My shoulder hurts when I keep my hands up here for kickboxing. I really feel the difference. And something clicked for me one day when I thought, you know what? The fact that I'm tired, like, you know, when I'm training kickboxing because I didn't sleep so well. Imagine the mental cognitive equivalent of your hands being tired. You know, when you hold them up for boxing and your arms are more tired one day and you can tell it's because you didn't sleep well. Imagine the cognitive equivalent of that, not in sport, but when you're trying to study or work on a business where you're mentally getting tired faster and you feel demotivated and you want to skip studying or working on your business that morning. For me, as like a content creator, imagine the day where I haven't slept well. I'm probably gonna stutter a little bit more and mumble my words, and maybe the way that I explain things is not gonna be as coherent and it's not gonna be as concise because I haven't slept as well. So imagine your impact on the world, your success in all your goals is gonna be limited when you have bad sleep. And why is that? It's because when you have bad sleep, you're not getting the restoration to your body and to your mind. It's said that when you sleep, that's when your cells kind of replenish, and that's when your brain gets to set in stone whatever you've learned for that day. And if you haven't slept well, it doesn't go through the same process, or it has like a shortened effect, where basically if you studied one day, but you only slept like 5 hours that night, it'll be kind of like you didn't even study at all because your brain has and efficiently registered everything that you've just learned. Like, think about that. It's better for you to sleep 8 hours and to only study for 1 hour than it is for you to sleep 6 hours and to study 3 hours. There was a famous study that a lot of people in the fitness industry know, where you got two groups of participants and they're both on a fat loss protocol. So they're cutting weight, like they're eating less calories. One group is restricted to just 5 hours of sleep and the other group is restricted to 8 hours of sleep. They both lost about the same weight because the calorie deficit was about the same. But what was interesting is what they lost for that weight. The guys who were restricted to just 5 hours of sleep lost way more muscle mass than fat compared to the other group who got to sleep longer. So even though both groups lost the same amount of weight because the calorie deficit was the same, the weight that they lost was more muscle when they were sleep restricted. So think about that. If you're on a cut right now from the gym and you're not sleeping so well, you're probably still going to be losing weight on the scale thinking, oh yeah, this is cool. But you're losing muscle mass instead. Way more muscle mass compared to if you were sleeping well, still on the same calorie deficit, still losing the same weight, but you'd be losing more fat because when you're sleeping is when we're like preserving our testosterone and our muscle mass. And now I want to give you a really practical action step that you might not have heard before, because I can tell you the basic things like, oh yeah, turn off the screens 2 hours before bedtime, and you've heard those things, right? But there was a study that I heard recently which was mind-blowing for me, and it was talking about the importance of regularity in sleep. So basically how consistently the timing is of your sleep, like what time do you sleep? And it said that regularity was actually more important than the quantity, like the length of your sleep. So you know how doctors have been saying for decades, like you need to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, it's the most important thing. It turns out that the time that you go to sleep is more important and more valuable than how long you sleep. So you need to be going to sleep at the same time and waking up at the same time 7 days a week. And this is like the most interesting part, was just how short the window was for you to sleep. Just think about this for a second. How short do you think the window would need to be for your bedtime and wake up time for you to be considered like a healthy, consistent sleeper? Most people go to bed and wake up within a couple of hours, right? Like realistically, if your bedtime is usually 10, there's sometimes that you'll go to bed at 9:30, sometimes that you'll go to bed at 11, sometimes even that you'll go to bed at 11:30 or 12 and you can't really sleep well, right? There's a bit of a few hours. It turns out that some of the worst health consequences was going to the guys who were the bottom quartile of regular, and it was 2 hours. Like the bottom quartile, basically the worst health consequences was when your sleep was inconsistent, like your window of waking up and going to sleep, you know, the sort of consistency was 2 hours. So if you usually go to bed at 10, but your window of going to bed is 9 to 11, that was the worst quartile that they said. Think about that for a second, because that's not even that crazy. If your usual bedtime is about 10, but you go to sleep at 9 or 11, that's not actually crazy, bro. That's like the difference of like watching like one extra episode of some TV show, or studying a little bit longer, or not, you know, tossing and turning for a little bit, reading a little bit longer before bedtime, or having a bit of a social event and you go to bed at 11 or 11:30. And that was seen as like terrible for your health. 2 hours, like a 1 hour before, 1 hour after, and the same with your wake up time. Like, isn't it true? Like, let's say if you wake up at like what, 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. for school, on the days that you don't have school, like for example the holidays or the weekends, you probably wake up at like what, 8, maybe, you know, a few hours later, right? That's seen as like terribly unhealthy. Like, think about that. This was the most interesting part. They said that if you want to become like a top sleeper and really sort of invest into this, the window that you need to be going to sleep and waking up, you know, the regularity, is 15 minutes. So if you say your bedtime is 10 p.m., you should have it no earlier than 9:45 that you sleep, and no later than 10:15 that you sleep. And we're talking eyes closed, falling asleep. Like, think, that's not a big window, right? That is not a big window at all. The same with your wake up time. If your wake up time is like 7 a.m., you should wake up no earlier ever than 6:45, and no later ever than 7:15. And of course, look, sometimes you're just gonna sleep more, sometimes you're gonna wake up randomly at like 5 a.m. That's gonna happen. But when it's your control, like for example, it's your habits, that's when this is like, you're thinking like, hopefully you don't feel bad about this. Because when I heard this, I started smiling, and I want you to have the same energy. Think, this is something that gives us hope, because it's this new thing that you can make progress in. I smiled when I heard this. I was like, fuck yeah, okay, sweet. So I've just got to make sure that I'm way more consistent than I'm being right now. Because for me, if my bedtime's 10, I wasn't like opposed to going to bed at 10:30, even 10:45, and there was sometimes where, you know, I just like randomly feel like staying up, and I'd be up to like 10:45, 11. And if my wake up time is usually 5, I would sometimes just change it the next day and wake up at 4, and just other days change it and wake up at 7. I never thought that was crazy, but it turns out that literally going to sleep and waking up 7 days a week at the same time is something that you can do to improve your sleep dramatically. So hopefully you can take this action step and really think to yourself, okay, what exact time should I be in bed and what time should I wake up, and really just get as consistent as possible. The last few days since I heard that study, I've personally been so much more disciplined to like be in bed at exactly 8:45, and I lay down with all the lights off and I read on my Kindle with really, really low lighting, and then I usually fall asleep by about 9:15. And I won't lie to you, there's been a day where I couldn't sleep for a little while and it was like 9:30. But it's okay because like I tried, you know what I mean? I put in the action. I was in bed at 8:45, like lights off, reading. I did the whole routine. If then I can't sleep, you know, my body doesn't sleep, I'm not gonna hate myself for it. I'm not gonna be there all angry thinking, oh man, you know, the regularity is really important. Because what I care about and what I want you to care about is your action. Whether you fall asleep or not, we sometimes can't really control that, but you can control what time your lights are off and you're laying down on your bed. That should be within a maximum of 15 minutes every single night, maybe for the rest of your life. And one final tip that I just want to give you is be careful of over-optimizing. I'm not sure if you've got the same personality as me, but I'm the kind of guy who's always correcting things, changing things, optimizing things. I'm always fiddling with things and thinking, maybe I should wake up at 5:30. Oh no, maybe I should wake up at 6. Okay, for the next few days, I'm going to experiment with waking up at 4. And that can be nice, but the problem is that's actually just destroying your regularity. When I heard that study, I thought to myself, you know what? It's probably better if I just go to sleep and wake up at the same time, which feels reasonable. So it's about like 9 p.m. I'm in bed, and 6 a.m. I wake up. So that gives me a solid, like what, 9 hours of bedtime. And it's better if I just keep that the same for as long as possible than trying to over-optimize, ruining the regularity for trying to get a bit of progress in, like, you know, maybe if 5:30 is a little bit better in the morning or whatever. You get my point. Just be careful of over-optimizing. So maybe the final step for you is to just think, okay, what is a realistic bedtime and wake-up time that you could stick to? Basically, 7 days a week with no problem, and it still isn't super early, so your social life can still be nice. You can still have like some social times, you can go out for dinner and still hit your bedtime, and your wake up time is early enough that you can get like the sort of productive work done and you feel like you're not in a rush in the morning, but it's not super early to the point that it's maybe unsustainable on some days. So I hope that helps you. You can subscribe to this channel if you want to. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.